then off the mouth of the Torah. What will happen to the Torah? You're allowed to be matmen cold in the Achama because of the sun. So you chamo. They shouldn't warm up. Rakhoizer afraid that if you can be matmen cold to keep it cold, you might come to be matmen hot. The verse says it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, you can be malakitan and you put a tachazakar, tachazakasis. So the Mishnah says, even if it's a mina honey, milik, you get mayim, etc. Cold water. Shane dark on the hot min tachazakar, kasis, lachaman. You don't usually, you're not usually matman hot water to stay hot. Shame is chamim because it doesn't keep them so hot. So therefore, we're not worried about cold for cold, auto because of hot for hot, because you don't usually do hot. Hilkol lachol lemigzer, abadarkah shadarkah lehatmin lechamim. So you will matmin to keep warm, kentavshel like food. Eimam lo yisminenu b'nei adam. So maybe that you can't do it cold, because you might come to do it for hot. So he's telling you that's still much. Because of the heat, to prevent it from getting hot. So Rabbi said for Harazoke, and Rabbi Yossi was asking this mutu. Mimale Mogamaba, the son of Kovav, he's great like his father. He Kovav Isha, the Rabbi, in the Kovav in the Seas, he lowered himself down because of the Kovav in the Seas. While you murder the funnel, Al Bisha Godalay, man, we're not Paskin. Even though he was greater, and Rabbi says, "Okay, and Gidloy ben Nasula." So they're being lower themselves in front of him, and he's responding and making them greater. So Nachum told his Eved, "I'm on the son b'Shabbos." Basically, Maya the Ochim Kfilar Mo, and bring me water which is heated by in our Jewish baker. Shehichmam nachtim nachri, and a non-Jewish baker had heated them up. Ubechol, no weekdays. Lashmin and Dain behem Yishum, Bishalin nachri. There's always a Bishal Akim. So the Moshe says that Rabbami was upset. He says, why? He's doing kerbosi. Kerbosi telling his like his Rebbeim. So Rabbami held on them chashu shani. If you see that Adam Chasher being Mekel, you'll end up being more Mekel. You'll extend it, extrapolate. Because I at least understood human psychology, right? Okay, turn around on it. Al Bishamru ain't time in the Gemara, by the two dots. Al Bishamru ain't time, then my Philip Adabashin must have Havel. Mishach Shechot. You can't be matmin in something which doesn't add heat, only maintains heat. Even that is also, once it becomes dark, once Bereish Moshes is over, and Shabbos definitely starts. But in Bola Hoysev is moist. If he wants to add more insulation to something which is already insulated, is mutter. Okay, so what does he do? You take off, if you have layers of like linen which are there, you can take that off and you put a glufkrin. Glufkrin is a coat, like a heavy coat. So you can take that off and replace it with this heavy coat. And under those glufkrin, sometimes you want to switch it that it shouldn't be so hot.
So, I mean, it's not actually being mosif, it's being switching.
Well, it's being moisture in the sense of you're switching it to a thicker, heavier. Yeah. Right?
But it's not. I would have thought the case would have been, you know, you add another layer or something like that.
So I think you're right. Tosafot learns that Rishon LeZion is arguing the Tanakhama. Tanakhama says you have to do an act of yourself, and he holds you're allowed to be machla. I don't know the gufkrin. The meniachas is a dinim. You can take away the gufkrin and exchange it with a dinim. It's too hot. And Hayyub Shemigam the Limer and Simon Shemigam also said, Osir Elo Osir Mecha. They only asked Hatmona, but it's in the original part. Avapinam Mechem Lamechem is Mutter. If you change parts, you know Osir Hatmona. Because the act of changing parts diminishes the heat, indicating you don't mind it's losing heat. You don't mind it's losing heat, so you can be matnim. So the Hogzer was afraid that a person might go and be merciach it. He sees he wants the insulator to keep hot. He sees that it's cold, it's cooling off, so he might go heat it up. But over here, he's intentionally cooling it off.
Poured from one part to another part?
Yeah. Sorry? So the act of transferring it, there's no certain one on the second item. Because Hashta Karika Maker Law, Sukha Kamar Sukh Law, if he's actively cooling it off, you're afraid that he's going to go heat it up. Okay, now the Brisa continues. I don't think it's Rav Shimon Lil anymore. I think it's the Kuliyama. Tamar b'kisa v'davar nitl b'Shabbos. He said that I'm covered with something which is movable on Shabbos. Tamar b'davar shemon nitl b'Shabbos. B'kisa v'davar shemon nitl b'Shabbos. So it was that one around it was something which is which is muksa, not you can't move on Shabbos. What you put on top was not so. Was movable. The raise it like a sir. See, this will go. Even it's in your case of the tzemer with the kupa, so that he's playing in that, like I was going to tell you, that's what to. Let's say, I mean, playing with the chomen, that's what to me occurs. So you now have a problem, you can't get it out of that mono. But you tell me the nitzel b'Shabbos, the kisa b'davar shen nitzel b'Shabbos, or you did that mono, what was around it was not moksa, it was on top, it's moksa, so you can't get the top off. So what do you do? If part of it was visible to the Neuter Masters, again, you can grab it from that spot. If part of it is unexposed, you can grab it from that spot, and then you'll be able to get it out. If none of it is exposed, you have no way to get it out. You could remember nervous Shlopishtin Daka Rei Kuzevel. Rashi continues and says that nervous Shlopishtin, which we had before in the Mishnah, we quoted this Rashi to prove how to understand the Yehuda. So the Pishtin, that which you pull out of the process of the flax, take out the psoilus, it's called nervous. You tend to like Zevel, the remorse of Hevel, you can't use it. Menichem mechem agabi mechem, kadera agabi kadera. You can put a hot water on top of hot water. You can put a pot on top of a pot. Avalo kadera agabi mechem, umechem agabi kadera. Can't switch. So it's talking about a case where there was hatmana, at least that's a at least let's argue that there was hatmana. You have two layers there, so the bottom pot which is made out of metal, and it's a pot which you cook in, as opposed to mechem, as Rashi says, which is made out of cheres. It's much hotter. It's going to be heating the mechem, the kedera will be heating the mechem with its heat, whether to top or bottom. The talk is people about sake. We have this in the first parak, you can seal it up. You can't do an intention to heat it up further, that's not the heter, because the heter is, you ought to do it because you want to maintain the heat. And then Rabbi Hittus Hamas Tzonon, which the more discussed before. Vein Mirazkin, Lawyers of Shelig, you want to break the snow into small pieces, that the water will run out. So Kevin Mirazkin, Lawyers of Shelig, Lawyers of Borod, Bishabis, Bishoshi Yazuva Meimav, you can't do it intentionally to get in order to melt it. You can put it there, and if it melts, it melts. Okay. There's an assumption there which I'm not getting. What do you think was usher?
What's the first thing you talk about? To break it?
Mirazkin. They said you can't be mirazik it. It's just the distribution of the word of the Gemara. Mirazkin. So the point is to break into pieces, and with your intent is to melt it. So you're intentionally going to melt it. So, but that's only also if I put it into the cup, and as soon as it melts directly into the liquid which is there. See, even though I want it to melt, it's going in there, it's cooling it off, but it's melting directly into it, since there's no point in time where the water runs off as an independent item. It's not, they didn't answer it. Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry, I wasn't clear about that. In your Gemara, his Gemara says it. See Rashi.
And what's the problem? Is an olah of shkita?
Yes. It's machlokes. Okay.
You could have predicted.
And Tamar Zacham is a Rashi. Mishach Hashecha Filu B'Davar Sheinu Mesav Habo. Can I mourn? We said Shema Yimotzi Kedei Rosh Tzunenes Kishu Yirtz Lat Mino V'yashichen V'shabas. He's coming to me heat to keep it warm. He said it's a little bit cooled off, so he might heat it up again. V'shabas I will embolo the host of Kisei Al Kisei Mishach Hashem V'mosh. You can add more layers. Glufkar is coats. Glufkar is a coat. Yesh Behevel Yosef V'nesedinim. It's much harder than Sedinim. Not as a Glufkar in so you can add it, you can even take it off, it's exchange it for something lighter if you're afraid that the heat is too intense. We make another thing that hatman is only also in the original pot. There we're afraid he wants to maintain the heat. He might heat it up. You change it to another container. You can be matman. That's the same idea. Is which is mutter. Hashem like the mixer shem your siach. The hashem kariko maker maker lahu. That means kavan. Hashukim marzich lahu. It's a miga. If Rashi connects this to the din of pinam and mechem and mechem. Again, that's Rashi, which learns that the sugya in the beginning of the third parak is a sugya of Hatmanu. She and Hatmanu go together according to him. Tarsus differentiates between the two. Toma nakder bedavra hanitol mashin doesn't see what's there. Habi davra mukhan. What's around it is not non muksa. Kisal pia dami davra mukhan. You can kli, put something on top like a kli. That's great. I should tell me davra shenam mosif ainon nitol kisal bedu kisal davra nitol. What's on top is something which can be moved. So you take it off from the top. Raise a nitol mars. The whole ba kisal nitol. Since you take off the cover. You can open up the pot and then find the handle to get it. I will tell him bekisu davreshen anitul. I feel tell him bedavre anitul bekisu davreshen anitul. You have the cover. You can't get access to the cover. You may mix this PM a good part of the opening. It's not visible. Lo yitul. Then lo b'mayuchazen is a way to hold on to. In terms of your fantasy, we will say, how about that right is alone? Yep. You may mix it with Pia Magula, though you told them, but may you present with him timer. Your fantasy was out. So just, one of the cases was, what was on top was muksa, what's around it was not muksa. So move the area, what's around it, which is not muksa. And then you'll be able to slide it over and tilt it. You hold the walls. Then you'll tilt it. And then the cover will fall off, which is now all the zmuksa is on top of the cover. That'll fall off as you tilt the pot. Gets on the kamon. Even though, so what are you saying? Rashi is like sort of addressing a question. You might ask me that what I'm doing is I'm tilting it. I'm going to say I'm tilting off muksa, moving muksa. Well, we have a Mishnah. Heaven should be a chavis, matal tzida, but being a phallus, about to tilt the barrel, and the stone falls off. It's been a chavis. Furthermore, if this barrel is amongst other barrels, and the barrels are made out of earthenware, so it's not interested in dropping out of a large rock off of the barrel onto the next barrel next to it. How you say ben a chavis? This barrel, what you're dealing with, is amongst other barrels. Like you're allowed to even like be a benoitel mountain. You're allowed to pick it up, move it somewhere else, and then tilt it off. Peter Fellas. So why over here is their problem? And for Rashi, difficult Rashi. Hakim to Hosin Bishops of Maniach, Nas the Bosses of the Rosser, Behekh of the Magulum, Exhaust, Ains at Tilt, Shemesado, Makisanafo, Mehla. Tosis disagrees with Rashi strongly. Even because what Rashi gained, if you're right, even he has a Megulah Mitzosa, but the Maisa, the cover is a boss is for the flat for the whatever's covering it. Was it helping the Golden Mitzvah? So Tosis says that it's not considered a din of Maniach, which creates the din of bosses. If a person puts it in the Chachila with the intent of finding a way to shake it off on Shabbos. Rashi seems to be answering the question Tosis is asking at him. Tilting the barrel is also the same thing. It's difficult Rashi.
I thought we said that
it wouldn't be a but. It's all around. It's a mishamish.
Yeah.
Yes, it's a problem. See, the Rashi, the one who said that, swore before, touched the world like that. The word didn't say, the word says it's not a problem. The word didn't say why. I raised a kesevel, and the most, I don't think a question, I don't know. The most of Havel, it adds, it's like Sevel, which adds heat. May tell me, boy, I feel my body, I can't talk money, my body, Mechem Shal Nechoshes is made out of metal. Deiris and Mishal Cheres is made out of Cheres. I got it backwards, I'm sorry. Yeshua is because of Ben Avol Loi Mechem Al-Gabi Kedera. You cannot put the Mechem on top of the Kedera. Before Hashem, time of Nation of Kedera, Marbach HaMimis, Mesef is Havel of the Mechem. So the hot metal pot is putting heat into the earthenware jug and its containers. The Sef is like Zinu Mechem Al-Gabi Kedera. I'm not sure exactly what the difference is. Tachas v'yeh b'potzek, hanilash b'vayyam, kol hanach menichin n'ab Shabbos. All these things you let to do, you let to put the potzek there on Shabbos as long as it was needed from before Shabbos. Well, sheyechemu sheyu ha'elyon tzaynen menoyis noy kidei sheyechem yichem ashel tachtu. The case is not... this hatmana you're doing is not with one or the other, it's not because you want to have one heat the other, you just want to help him maintain his heat. Meraskin are the same thing. Meraskin is to chop it finely to cause it to melt. Meshabrin chlichazdak is borod is. Excuse me. So you can't put it at the top once you heat it up. Shiva Shamarm Shivushneim Khamin Shah Yushneim in case we both are hot. Norsnail Gab of Shalzek and Ashim Shambraham. So the heat from the bottom will help the top maintain its heat. That's okay. Oh, it's gone. I went back. Keshulub Maimov, Mishum the Kamarla Bishabis, Madamala Malach Shabara Maimwail. So Rashi learns the problem is the act of Merlib. You're creating water. So, Chazal asked it because it looks like you're creating something, making a new entity, which that's also. That's this way, Molad. Well, it's not one of the, it's not a modifying in the sense that people think they're doing something wrong. It's a problem is people will draw conclusions that certain cases are mutter, which they're not. It's, Chazal said this is similar to Malacha in the sense that. It's some act of changing something dramatically so it's people will draw parallels from there that you can do other types of changes, so it looks like a melacha. So Chazal asks, you can put it into a cup of wine in the summer in the sun to cool it off. Even though it's going to melt, and of course, that's not called you did it. So Rashi learns the problem is that Yisrael here is Yisrael Merlin. Some Mishanim on Yisrael here is Yisrael Merlin. Besides Yisrael Merlin, it's Yisrael Merlin. Whatever is produced, you can use what's produced. You can't use water, which a person would go intentionally to melt water. You can't use that water on Shabbos. Not because they start making the water, it's because you can't have that done. But in a case where it goes directly into another item, it never gets its own independent status. They didn't ask for Nolan, because it's like it's not really Nolan, it's just part of the wine.
It's totally empty.
Yeah, empty glass.
is, I do that sometimes during the week.
Yeah, we talk about that. Does it happen to put it? I guess, I mean, the argument would be is if you put it in immediately, you put it in before it starts melting,
yeah,
that's okay. Is that the mission?
I'm sorry, I have popped my voice a little bit.
The Mebbe Hema Yotze. I don't know if I'm attending. The Mebbe Hema Yotze. So what is the... What is allowed? We have an issur of shisus behemtoi. An animal cannot do work on Shabbos, so it can't do the malach of hitzah either. So this, we'll have the next paragraph will be what is a human being allowed to wear? What's considered hitzah, not hitzah? What's us the bottom? Xerah because of hitzah. So it applies to animal also. So what can it go out with? What can it go out with? So, Yetzigamo ba'afser v'naka, ba'afser v'naka b'chatam, lovdakim b'prumbia, nesus b'shir, v'chol ha'balei ha'shir, yetzim b'shir, v'nimshach b'shir, v'mazin leim, v'tavim b'kaim. Okay, before I say one of this, I just want to point out, we were discussing way back when the order of the Mishnayos, remember Likin, v'amim Likin, Eimel Likin, so explain the Eimel Likin first. I couldn't remember an example where you have the opposite. Here's the opposite. It says, and that explains what you could go out with. It goes back to the first point first. So the rule is that something which by human being, anything which is mishamish the body becomes tofel to the body. It's not considered its sore. So an animal also, whatever is mishamish the animal, is going to be mutter. So, printing up the animal, the animal should look nice. The animal has no need for that. That's not being mishamish the animal. So you can't go out with anything which is making the animal look nice. But an animal can go out with things which help the animal. They're minter it. They maintain it, keep it safe, etc. So. Going out with a bit or something which keeps the animal in check, so that's certainly like keeps the animal safe because you're maintaining the animal shouldn't run away, etc. That's considered mutter, something which will maintain the animal safe, etc. So it gives you an example of the different types of levels of bits, etc. Now different animals need different types of levels of control. So a gomel can go out with the afser, which is, I think, it's the bit in the mouth. The naka, which is, Rashi says, it's a drumel. There seems to be a type of a chamor. Bechatam, which is more than a chasam, means something which is in its nose. Okay, it runs away. So you stick it inside the nose to hold it. That's a different type. And a luvdakim is like this wild type of a chamor, so that you can put a full bridle, prumbia, the whole. I guess as would be reins and probably would be the bits. Okay.
I understand. I mean, isn't this really serving man rather than the animal? I mean, the animal would love to go away.
Right, but that's not. But at the same time, it's not safe for the animal either. The animal running wild, etc., is not necessarily safe for the animal. So there's an element of shmira, of maintaining the animal. Now that's considered that's motu.
But also, too, there are just like they're man's animals.
That's true, but if my only goal is just to protect my investment, not to help the animal anyway, so the animal is carrying something to help me. So that's what it saw. He's carrying something.
Yeah, I understand with the set of this here. I mean, is it just that the animal is going off on its own, or are you
There's two different Yisurim. It's a good question. There's two different Yisurim when it comes to Shabbos with animals. One is Mechamer and one is Shisa's Behemta. One is Mechamer, Shisa's Behemta means your animal, you have to make sure it's not doing Malacha. It belongs to you, you have to make sure it's not doing Malacha, whether you're there or not. Okay. There's another issue, whether it's your behemoth or not your behemoth. You cannot take a behemoth and do work with it. Those are two separate issues. Over here, they're talking about Shisa's Behemta. It's your animal, you have to make sure it can't be going out and doing Malacha. So you can't let it go out wearing these things because it's doing malacha. Whether you're being mechamer after it or not doesn't make a difference. But the Mishnah says the sus can go out with a shear is like a goes around the neck. What do you call that? Thank you. And b'chol balei shear, the loch is any type of animal which is normal to which wear a collar, so it can go out with wearing the collar. You can use that collar to schlep it if you need to. If that became tome, that the collar, so you can do the act of being maza on it, but the ashes of the poraduma came tome to a smase. So you don't have to take it off of the animal's neck. You can do it on the animal's neck. And if it became tome, you need to retire it in the mikvah. You can dunk, throw the animal into the mikvah. You know, you let the animal go in under the water. You don't have to take it off. You don't have to take it off. It's not considered a chasitza if it's on the animal's neck. A person has a halacha that his animal cannot be doing work on Shabbos. Maybe the mitzvah of behema, something which maintains the animal's safety is considered habitachshit. It's considered something which is tachshit. So we usually translate tachshit as a piece of jewelry, an adornment. It's not an adornment in the sense of beautifying it. It's something which is helping it. That's normal. Like habi masi, it's not considered a burden. Midol mitzra be habi masi, something which is not protecting it. Is not considered is also considered it's a burden. Officers can be thrown at the reins. Nakarashi says there's a drumel. The chatam of Farshim words. What a chatam is. You're tempted to say drumel means like a dromedary.
But, yes.
What? Is a dromedary there? Okay. So it's not a different type of camel. Belubta came to Prumbia, Mefarish B'Gemara. Bashir, Kamay Atsada, Sabim Tzavara. It has this like a necklace around its neck. It's a basketball ball, and there's a ring in it. So you have that there all the time, and you attach the leash to it, and you can use it. You can pull the animal. How about this year? You can club male, other types of animals. This is said sus by a horse. It's other animals also. Dogs, shotsiyadim of the hunter's dogs. Or the small, your person has small little animals. You want to put it on there. Rashi says lanoi to look nice. The item in the Mishachim of Farshim, where the Mor is going to discuss why is it mutter. What is that you're allowed to do? You're allowed to be mazan on the animal's neck. If you need to tie the shear, you just put the animal in the water and the shear, you don't take the shear off. What is a naka and what is a schatam? Rabbi Rechona, that a naka is a naksa chivarti. It was a white type of an animal, this camel, which is a much more wild animal. The Zmama of the Parzal. See Rashi. My Naka or my Chatim. Rashi has two questions. What's the Naka and what's the Chatim? Chibarti. She kosher lishtamer nesha barachas. It's this white one in general is much more hard to maintain because it runs away. This Zmama of the Parzal. Muzal Balaz. What is that? They make a hole in it. They make it with drill through the nose. You put it through. Who came into Bas? It'll be like a ring which goes through the animal's nose. So that he can't rid himself of the animal. Can't rid himself of the animal. It's attached to the animal. So this is normal. So Rashi and Mishnah mentioned the word normal. If this is the normal way to maintain this animal, so that's going to be permitted. Okay. Lubtakim de Prumbia. Amar Rav Huna. Chamra Luba. So what is that? That's a wild chamor from the, Rashi says, from the province of Lub. Bipagi the parzal. So it's I think what it is as opposed to just the reins, there's a bit which goes across the mouth and then it's attached to the outside to it. The whole bridle. Where it says Levi Shadar Zuzi the Bechazoi. Levi gave money to Bechazoi. The Mitzvah Lechamer Luba. So he gave them money so they should go and purchase by Lechamer Luba. Soru, they tied it up. Sa'ari. So they tied the money up and they sent him together with the package of money. They sent him some sa'arim, which is the food that you normally feed your regular chamor. The member that is to say the nigri de chamor is sahari. That the more you feed your animal sarim, the more steps you'll be able to take. So they gave him a piece of advice. We are not going to buy you a chamor luba. It's not a good idea. Buy a regular chamor. And I'm sorry. Rashi says that the distance from them was quite a distance. It's going to eat a lot of food. If we buy it for you and send it, it's going to eat a tremendous amount of food. It's not worth it. So you send it back the money, together with the serum, as an indicator that it's not worth it to pay all of that fuel. Think green, right? So you use up all that money, eating the serum the whole distance, buy something more locally, or whatever you can get of it. You can't get more chamalubas, so get something else instead. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Meshmul. Machlivin lithe Rabbi Shazu Bazu. They wanted to know if you would switch it around and you would have the goma go out with a chatam. What's the law? So like this. Naka ba'afsar lo tiboy l'cha. That's not a question. Kimid lo mitzvah rabbi. It doesn't work. Reins don't work in a naka. Therefore, masihu is considered a burden. Ki tiboy l'cha gomel b'chat. But if afsar works for gomels, then for sure the chatam works for gomel. My. Do you say Kima and the Sagile Ba'afsar, therefore Masuhu, adding this extra level of Shmira is inappropriate, and therefore it's a Mas burden. Dima Mintirusa Yaserso, Lormina Masuhu. The fact that it's more of a Shomer doesn't give it a status of a Masu. That was the Shadow. So this is the question which they asked in front of Rebbe. So Abra the father of Rabbi Shmuel Berbiasi. Shmuel Berbiasi quoted Kacham Rabbi. This is what my father said. Arba Behemoth Yotzis Ba'afsir. There are four animals which the Afsir, it works. Asus Vahaperin Vagomo Vachamor. So these animals, an Afsir is Mut. Mutemai. What is coming to exclude? Lav isn't Lamutai Gomo Bechatim, that it has, it must be an officer and not a chatim, so Gomo can't go out wearing a chatim. Moses Lo, Lamutai Nakab officer. It's coming to exclude that the only these four officer works, and by a Naka, officer doesn't work. But it's not telling you that chatim doesn't work by. Gomo. The Masnisa Tana, the Bryson says, Luftikim Gomo Yotzin Bafs, the Luftikim also can go out with an officer is considered a Shmir by a Luftikim. Okay, the more is going to bring a Chokis. Look like it's time about it. Let's see if we can come to the Rashi. Chamer Luba, Chamer Abba, Medina's Luba, Chamer Kushim, Alubim, the Asa, Bidir Yomim. The story of Asa mentions the place called Lub. Pag of the Parsala. Fraya, whatever that means, Gain Shalono. Pagi, Kamoy Zeh, Kona Chamor, base Pagi. So it's used in the form of Matsya that he gets the bridle. Kibitz Kipsel face Rosha Belukhya, that which goes over the head and the cheeks. They bundled up his money. They sent back the money with some barley in it. Lord Rotzali to Sakamor, they didn't want to buy from a nation who brought it bubble. Mahalach Khatishana. This place where Lub is half a year's distance from Babel. Kenamar Gozel. Yisu Eitzel, they suggested him Liktus Chamor, but Mekrem and Baichem were instead. Yechalenu Sarim Tomid, Nimsel Chamor, Tayyib Meshubach, spend the money and give your animal Sarim. Nigri the Chamor Sari, he's Yisus Chamor, Lefi Sarim Shuaychol. The more you feed it, the better it'll work. Shelton, they asked, "Naka ba'afsa regama b'chata ma'u masihu ba'asir na." So, lav them they come b'chata isn't come l'skul l'mag b'chata. But come right arba beimus halalu mishnamshim ba'afsir ba'asuris lotus b'chata. So it's saying these four things only an afsir is mutter and they may not use a chata. Which is lo, mutay naka ba'afsir tov l'mitter bei masihu. You have no raya the other way. The Lutaki Nami Mitrube. The Lutaki also after is sufficient for them. Okay, so holding by the.